The North American Aerospace Defense Command in Colorado has been getting ready to track Santa's travels. KUER's Judy Faze has the story.
Spokesman Marco Schwinard is at NORAD's Santa Tracking Headquarters in Colorado Springs. He says that beginning Christmas Eve, the same tools used every day to identify missiles or space objects will be deployed by NORAD operators to follow Santa on his delivery route.
They want an indication that Santa has taken off from the North Pole. Then we transfer over the tracking to the satellites. So everybody knows that Rudolph's nose is red, but it gives out a lot of heat. It has an infrared signature, and with that, we're able to track him with our satellites. And then we have our Santa cams. We're able to capture Santa going by with his sleigh and his reindeers. The other thing we have is jet fighters. We have some NORAD fighter pilots. They'll be flying 15, 16s, or 22s, and they'll experience the thrill of flying with Santa and all his famous reindeers.
Volunteers in Colorado will take calls to keep people updated. But Schwinard says callers don't talk directly to Santa.
No, Santa is not there because he'll be busy delivering presents across the world.
Observers can check NORAD's Facebook page or the web to observe the preparation and then progress on the delivery route. Schwinard also has a tip for anyone expecting a visit from Santa.
What we tell the children, that's really, really important. They have to be in bed by the time he gets there, because if they're not in bed, then he's going to fly over to the next house, and then he has to come back, and that's going to slow him down a little bit.
Here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
Schwinard says that besides cookies and milk for Santa, it's a good idea to leave carrots for the reindeer. This advice comes from 60 years that NORAD's operated the Santa Tracker. Judy Faze, KUER News.